the Siyata Dishmai in one of your shurim, I think the Yom Yerushalayim 5767, the Rav explained that Hashem was testing us to see if we were ready for Geula. First he tested us in America to see if we were able to keep Torah and Mitzvahs there. Some passed the test and some didn't. Then he tested us with Eretz Yisrael, then Yerushalayim, then with a small kibbutz Golios. In each of these steps, some had passed the test and some hadn't. I was wondering, the fact that we were able to always go a step higher and closer to Geula Shlema, does it mean that we did pass the test, even though not all of Klal Yisrael passed? Why should we be given higher tests to pass if we'd have failed the previous ones? Is it chesed from Hashem? Is it because the time has come for us to be completely redeemed? Thank you, Rebbe Lev, for your time. Anonymous from Montreal, Canada. Okay, I only said that as a possibility. I'm not a Navi. I'm not on the level to make these kinds of declarations. It seems to me, as the Jewish people are being tested with these things, it's not necessarily one test after the other, but it's in a very short period of history, in 200 years, in the light of total history, is a very short time. And God knows that very quickly the Mashiach is going to come, and therefore in this period he has laid out all of these tests, not one in succession of the other, but as a period of tests, almost coincidentally to each other, and not necessarily depending on if we pass one, then comes the other one or whatever. And it's a whole period of history where we are being initiated into this process over the last 200, 250 years.